Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a getaway Friday night live, 12 minutes past the hour. May the 20th, 2022, 81 degrees, sunny skies here in Marion. It is the shank of the evening, and boy, we have had a hot show tonight. Do want to let everybody know Angie Evers is on vacation this week. She's down in the Columbus area picking up her son Brandon, who is home on leave from the military in California with her daughter Natalie. So we hope they're having a great time down having dinner and at the airport in Columbus. But in her stead tonight, we have two very quiet, subdued gentlemen. You don't know what you've missed if you missed that first hour. Two of the liveliest men on planet Earth, and we're going to tear it up for another 45 here. The man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and Thunderbolt Patterson, welcome back, gentlemen.
We're all present and accounted for.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
Now, Ted, we were in the break there, and you said you wanted to continue interviewing.
Well, I had a few questions to ask Thunderbolt in the vein of what I was talking about earlier. I don't get a chance to interview celebrities of sorts very often. Celebrities interview me. But I said that to say this. I wanted to ask him, we was talking about the blood and everything. Was it fake? You know, when you've seen somebody get clobbered. So, you know, where they got a nose broken, teeth knocked out, blood just flying everywhere. I misunderstood him when he said that a lot of the promoters hire people on the spot to partake in wrestling, and they know nothing about wrestling. So I thought maybe that would have been a good way to create blood. If you punch somebody in, or flip them in, on their face, that they would be that they would be bleeding. But one of my questions, Thunderbolt, in that same the B part of that is this. Do you think that wrestling is more watered down than wrestling today in your genre of wrestlers? Do you think it's more watered down today than it was back then?
Well, I mean, you don't have to take my word for it. Vince McMahon said that everyone knows that is storyline. Everyone says we would like old school wrestling. They have went to Hollywood, totally. Vince McMahon is telling everyone that he's just about getting where it's about soap opera. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, I guess. And what I was going to ask you is, do you watch wrestling today?
Oh, no. Well, and I watched it a little bit, just a small bit every once in a while, just to see what's going on out there. Because in the very near future, Iowa, Ohio, and Georgia, we're going to be putting on shows.
Yeah. Okay. You're getting in the promoting business.
I'm searching for new talent that hasn't been polluted.
Yeah.
I'm on my way back to Waterloo, Iowa, for the Luthiers, Dan Gable Museum yearly function, and I'm looking for individuals that know how to wrestle.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm trying to do with my politicking. I'm trying to get people that know something about politicking. You know, you don't want nobody.
That is one of the things that you have to do, is have individuals that is knowledgeable of what's going on, and also that it's very clear now, you got to have honest people. Too many people is lying and afraid of, or hypocrites in the government.
Yeah.
You know, and there's no place in, I mean, this is supposed
to be. Oh, I'm sure there's lobby groups
to get. This is supposed to be, this was the greatest country in the world. We are the laughing stock of the world right now. There has been more mistreating in the United States than anywhere in the world.
Yeah. Hey, well, listen, I have one more quickie. I forgot that fan. Oh, what it was. No. I was going to ask you when you said that you were trying to recruit people that know about wrestling and all of those things in your group, but these kids, if you're looking for prospects or wrestlers, I'm sure you go to high school and colleges or whatever, but just the regular John Doe, I think if you go up in them Appalachian Mountains, where are you located right now? Is he in Ohio?
No, I'm in Georgia. Look, wait, let me answer that question before you even bring it out. How can you, everybody can sit down like you and Scott can and work that mic like it's supposed to be, can you?
No, not everybody. You're correct.
You cannot walk out there in the street and pick up no Tom, Dick, or Harry and make no wrestler out of them just because they want to wrestle. If they don't have any athletic ability.
Absolutely. But that's I guess you're right in terms of trying to illustrate wrestling or try to teach them and all. But I'm sure those guys that wrestle alligators and knock dogs down, and they got big dogs and wolves and down in them mountain areas.
At this time, I'm not trying to teach nobody nothing. I need the fan that paid their good, honest money need professional and people knowing what they're doing.
Okay, yeah. They call promoters and they call the A&R people. A&R.
That's one of the things. There's so many crooks. There's so many people that's promoting that don't know what they're doing.
Do you feel that in your career that you've been taken advantage of financially by way of agents and managers and promoters?
I ain't never had no agent. I've been took advantage of in every way you possibly can take advantage of a man.
Okay. Financially?
In wrestling. Never, ever paid right.
Yeah. Okay. I've been taken advantage of by representation along the way as well.
It's all about money, and how long have I been out of the business? I was took out of the business in my prime of my life.
Injury?
Denied to take care of my family the way I want you and suppose you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I'm talking about over 40 years, I haven't even had a job.
Okay, wow.
I'll be 81 in July.
Bless your heart.
In my life, I haven't had a job. I mean, all of the people that are interested out there haven't been offered. I haven't got no contract. I ain't got paid or nothing like that. The system shut me down.
Wow.
Come on now.
Are you speaking of the World Wrestling Federation?
I'm talking about the NWA. And I'm talking about wrestling all. I was only in the World Fest up there for Vince one time. And that was back in 1968. And I went up there with the Sheik. Ain't nobody in wrestling where there's making any money calling me. And I've drawn more money than most of them. My record is way past what they tried to keep it down to. I'm in ranked high after even not being able to work. And only God bought me and been keeping me. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. Do you get any kind of residuals or anything like that?
Nothing from the wrestling. And hey, listen, man, all I get is $1,500 a month, Social Security.
Oh, bless God. Okay. I wasn't trying to keep the government
saying they giving this, they giving that. Nobody that they got something going every night pertaining the wrestling. None of those wrestlers or none of those promoters has called me for nothing.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Can you tell me why?
Yeah, would you tell me why? Because, I know damn good well, 81 years old, you ain't sitting up there trying to raise.
That's a question you would have to ask him.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I tell you what, Scott, we'll do it on one of our shows. We'll call some of the people that are familiar with his career in wrestling and find out why there's not been any opportunities or considerations.
They're going to say I'm hard to get along with.
Oh, okay.
Now, you haven't found that to be true here, Ted. You haven't found that to be true here, have you, Ted? The Thunderbolt's not hard to get along with.
No, none whatsoever. I mean, and he speaks so well of God, and that's what I theorize is that any man that walks and talks with God, I'm sure he does.
They told me, Ted, that I shouldn't speak of God. And it's right. There's no way in the world that I cannot recognize God, good as he's been to me and keeping me.
And your acknowledgement is, yes, your acknowledgement, Thunderbolt, is going to keep you many years to come. I've been mistreated too.
And I understand. Ted, I understand that. Now, I understand all of my haters was what they meant for harm. Hey, I had to go through all of them things.
To
understand the truth, I was chosen by God, and I understand that.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand, yes. Any man who's entitled the Golden Voice understands, believe me. I thought it was all commissioned by God.
That's what I'm talking about.
This is like The View. This is like watching an episode of The View. there's a lot of cross-talk here, but hold on.
We're not good as The View, are we?
It's very close. It's very close tonight.
Those people make it.
Well, you said it's Friday Night Live.
It is. Well, boy, I'll tell you, people. Well, listening can tell this is live. This certainly wasn't rehearsed.
You know what? This is what I'm saying. It's a new day.
Thunderbolt, do you think if they offered you a little celebrity spot in the ring that I don't know what your physical...
No. They took the best time of my life.
Well, I'm sure,
I told Scott. Right. I'll never get back in a ring. They took the best part of my life.
We got to get you a spokesman's position. Hi, this is Thunderbolt Patterson, and back in my day, we knocked them down. Right now, you can knock out some of White Castle's 15 sliders for only $5. That's right.
But knock them down today. See what you're saying? Every one of them guys is getting spots and doing different things. And going preaching in churches and doing movies and stuff. I have a movie film that's ready. Hollywood kept it for 4 years and paid me. When Obama got hired, they sent it back with watermelon all over the White House lawn.
Come on, get out of here.
I wish I could.
Wow.
Now, Ted.
And all of the people.
This is, by the way, this is not an episode of Amos and Andy for all of our new listeners joining us.
Oh.
There's no way in the world that they can call you and I Amos and Andy.
Oh, God. Now this is a subject.
Ahead.
Go ahead, Ted. Tell Thunderbolt about that.
No, all I was going to say is a little earlier, maybe right before the holidays, we did a little thing. There's a competing station in the Marion area that broadcast Amos and Andy old episodes, and Scott kind of brought me in that conversation. And so I just had this little theory while I'm talking to you, cross-talking with you, that not that you sound like Catfield. No, boss, I don't know. You just got a little bit of a raspiness, and I just thought that one of the listeners might have been surfing the stations, and they came up and said, oh, this is it. This is Amos and Andy.
No, Thunderbolt, let me ask you this. Let me.
Not saying you sound like no catfish. Right?
No. Thunderbolt. Should a station in 2022 be airing Amos and Andy?
Old reverb.
Hey, man, listen to me. Now, let me tell you something. That was one little piece. They are airing Killing. They are airing all of those shows about how slavery and all those different things.
Yeah.
You know, I mean...
Yes, I know.
For me to say that Amos and Andy is what Vince and the wrestling business is to making individuals that are world class athletes look like and act like. Oh, you understand?
I just pictured Venus and Serena Williams with an Aunt Jemima outfit on.
Are you understanding what I'm saying? And it's all about dollars and cents, and they can make fun of it.
Well, you know, yes, Tiger Woods would definitely be a great house slave. And there's another word that they use for it, but Whoopi Goldberg and Star Williams would be the field, the field help.
Oh, let's get into something happy here.
I just wanted to say that that's how they. You said he said they were portraying athletes now as being in that era of slavery, portraying them to be. That same, and I just used an analogy.
And what I mean by that is in the wrestling business, doing things to undermine black folks.
Well, it's played wherever it could be played. But like you said, let's get on a happy note.
No.
There's some cities that still do that. And I'm not speaking specifically.
They're playing the race card. And it's the bottom line.
With policies of policing and government, yes, they are.
Well, policing and government, I'm talking strictly now about wrestling, of what they're playing and getting paid for. And just what you brought up was two different things. Slavery was something that from the beginning of time, and then the black lives, the blue lives, all of that is diversion to keep the going.
And
400 years of
now.
400 years, you're right.
All right,
let's
now
get
here's
back to a happier note.
Here's the diversion.
Right, yeah.
I'm taking control.
Okay.
Whatever y'all want to talk about.
All right. Here we go. Let's, Ted, we have a musical number tonight.
Yes, we do. And, you know, that brings me to a great time in my life. Are you talking about the advertising song?
Yes.
Yes. Well, you know, that brings me to a great time in my life. You know, I always look forward. Now I don't, but now because all I talk about is Medicaid and Medicare and Cialis and Viagra. That's the only thing that they talk about, side effects of various new medications. But back in our day, back in the 50s and the 60s, commercials had jingles, and they etched a memory in your heart. If you touch bases with someone just in normal conversation and you give them a little, or theme songs to television shows, you know, sitcoms, you know, I could go dan 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 dan, and everybody that's in my little ear will all look at me, and then they go dan 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 dan. So anyway, I was a Toys R Us kid. And, that was the place I wanted to go every time my mother, when they opened one in New York. They opened one in Brooklyn there was only one area of Brooklyn, and it was in the Linden area of Brooklyn. And my mother knew where I wanted to go. Otherwise, she would go to two of the Federated stores, Macy's, Bloomingdale's, and A&S, which stood for Abraham and Strauss. Those people that are familiar with Lazarus, they were a Federated store with them, and them Jewish people owned great stores. And my mother would take me in the store, and while she patronized the lingerie, what do they call women's stockings? It's some name, lingerie, is it really?
Garments.
Yeah, there you go. She would be in the in that area. And she would let me go upstairs and play with the toys. Well, that's how it was with Toys R Us. They served as a babysitter for parents who didn't want to be bothered with the kids as they strolled through the various departments and doing shopping and all. They just say, meet me in the toy department, and the kid is off and running. Now you can't do that to kids.
Now, Ted, before you do this number, now Thunderbolt in your best...
I got to find it.
Okay, well,
hold on. Go ahead.
No. Now, Thunderbolt, in your best wrestling promo here, I want you to introduce Ted, who's doing our musical number tonight, the classic Toys R Us commercial song. So go ahead, Thunderbolt, introduce Ted.
Okay. Get ready. Call everybody that you know and tell them to tell everyone that they know that we have the greatest voice in wrestling back then and today. My friend, bring it on, Ted.
I love you, Thunderbolt. Thank you. Okay. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. They got a million toys and Toys R Us that I can play with. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. They've got the best for so much less. Oh, man. It's been so long since let me try it again from the top. 1, 2, 3. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. They got a million toys at Toys R Us that I play with. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. They got the best so much for less. It'll really flip your lid. Boy, I couldn't get all that. From bikes to trains to video games, it's the biggest toy store there is. And then, gee whiz, I don't want to grow up, because, baby, if I did, I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid. I love it.
Oh, Ted and Thunderbolt, how do you rate that?
I love it. That man, I don't want to. I used to remember that song so much, and I feel so stupid not being able to do it. Continue with
exactly.
The...
What did you say, Scott?
Thunderbolt, rate what you just heard there.
Well, see, Ted, Scott, it'd be very, very difficult for me, because Ted done a great job, but I never was a kid. I didn't understand playing with toys and things like that. Everything, ever since I was 6 years old and whatever, it's been real stuff to me. Yeah. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
I do.
Absolutely.
And I have
Go ahead.
No, I have a question here. I wanted to get to this tonight because this is kind of a deep question. Now, this was submitted from a listener. Now we have a lady. Now, she's still living with us. She's still alive. But her daughter, she lives in Ohio. The woman lives in Ohio. And her daughter lives in Washington. But her parents are buried in Florida. Now, this woman always thought when she died, she would be buried with her parents down in Florida. But her daughter has said, no, Mom, I would like you to come be buried in Washington. That way I can come visit you in the cemetery. But this woman doesn't know anybody in that cemetery. So should she be buried in Washington, or should she be buried where her daughter will visit her, or should she be buried in Florida where nobody will visit her but her parents are? What do you think, Thunderbolt?
Well, I went in 2005, 2004, I went home for Christmas. And when I got there, my dad, the next day I took him to the hospital. And he never did come out. And my whole, I never, this was in Waterloo, Iowa, and I live in Atlanta, Georgia. I was there to make sure that all of his wishes was kept and nobody done him no harm.
So do you think the person should be buried with her parents or where her daughter will visit her?
I think they should honor, as me, I honor my daddy's wishes. Whatever he wanted done, I saw that happen. I didn't do what I wanted to do.
Now, Thunderbolt, when you go 50 years from now, where do you want to be?
Hey, man, I want to be cremated. And I don't, listen to me, I can't tell you how I would put it, but it doesn't make any difference to me.
Do you want your ashes spread anywhere?
Well, I really ain't got nothing to do with that, and I'm not telling nobody to do that. I don't know if I won't. I got two daughters, and I wish they would keep them, but I don't know. The way families and stuff is today, I don't know exactly how folks feel and what they would do.
Ted, should the woman be buried where her daughter will visit her in Washington, or should she go with her family in Florida?
I think she should go with her daughter and let her daughter visit her and have the memories of her parents there. That's her mom. Her mom raised her. She would love to have certain times, birthdays, holidays, or whatever, to go visit her mommy. Yes. She should be buried right there. And then, if for some reason the daughter decides to go and move elsewhere or whatever, then have something of a clause in the burial contract to where she could be removed. Or if, in fact, she's cremated, because, you know, some people put cremated people in caskets and lower them as well. But,
right.
They could, she can, like, if she moves to, let's say, hypothetically, Omaha, you know, in Nebraska, and decides to, you know, she want to visit her mom again or take mommy with you. I don't know. That's a big chore, you know, to have a funeral and a burial and all of that just for the sake of going to see him. Let's find out if anybody's going to keep record to say, oh, she goes faithfully every year to see her mom, or faithfully every day of the month, or whatever. Let's see how faithful she is with that.
Now, a listener is weighing in here on the internet saying that it should be the person's choice. But see, I think the person doesn't know. I think that's the problem. Now, see, Ted, 50 years from now, where do you want to go? Where do you want to be?
I would love to be cremated, and I'd love for my ashes to be spread over the projects that I was born and raised in. It's called Kingsborough Projects in Brooklyn, New York, the Bedford-Stuyvesant area of Brooklyn. And I grew up in a seven-story building, six-story building, I'm sorry, with 10. On each floor, we had seven to eight families. And we lived poor, but we made it. We weren't poor, but we were poor. See, and back then you had low class, middle class, upper class. You didn't have millionaires, billionaires. So we were a middle class family. A lot of people have deemed my mother as being bougie, and bougie is a word that you think you're better than, not better than, but you think you're a step above the average person, you know. Now, my mother was one of the first black elevator operators here in Columbus, Ohio, at Lazarus, one of the biggest stores I think I mentioned earlier. She was the first elevator operator at Lazarus, and it was the reason that she got that position is because she was high yellow. She was light, bright, and damn near white, and that's why they hired her. Now, I don't think my mother took pride in that, having that position as being an elevator operator in a very prestigious store, you know, but I said that to say this. In Brooklyn, New York, big guy, I want to be buried right there in Kingsborough Projects in Brooklyn, New York. And I want Kathy to be there with me.
You know, it's interesting. Both you gentlemen want to be cremated. See, I just can't. I know everybody's going that way now these days, but see, I want to be buried.
Well, listen to me. Why I say that, it's so expensive now. It's so expensive now, and I don't want them to put that money in the ground. And when you're dead, your body is done. When you're dead, your body, your spirit leaves that body. And I'm going to heaven to get a better body, if you understand what I'm talking about.
Yes, we
do. Ashes ain't gonna mean nothing.
Yeah, but what I guess what I'm saying is, when I die, price is not going to be the first thing on my mind. I want to be.
But, let me stop and say that it would be on my mind right now. It would be on. Do you know the price of burying? Do you know the price of insurance for burying? And then the government is coming out now saying
veteran of the United States military
for free, but that's a lie.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Well,
see,
I'm fortunate enough to be buried with the soldiers.
You're blessed. Yeah, you're blessed.
Yeah, I'm a veteran of the United States Army, so my people don't have to worry about.
My dad was also.
Yes. Yes.
And my father was a Vietnam veteran as well. So here's the deal. When I go, I want to be buried somewhere around this area. But see, I don't believe in a funeral, though. I don't like funerals. I don't like visitation. I don't like graveside services. I just want to be taken from wherever I drop. And then just put me in the ground, don't tell anybody, and that's that.
I want to be cremated, and I would like, I have two daughters, and I would like for them to have their ashes, and then they can do whatever they want to do with it, if they want it.
Now I got a question. Now, Thunderbolt and I talked about this on the air this week. Ted, there was a man this week, and I had him on the show. Don Gorski, who lives in Wisconsin, he this week celebrated on May 17th a Guinness Book of World Records of eating a Big Mac, sometimes two Big Macs, every day for 50 years on May 17th, from May 17th, 1972 to May 17th, 2022. He was on the show this week. He's in good health. He's still eating a Big Mac every day. What do you make of that?
Scotty, I was, believe it or not, I was just looking up something, but please. If it's too much, I understand. Could you please repeat the question?
Yeah, no, a man this week was on the show, Don Gorski, from Wisconsin.
That is annoying me, that the feedback or something.
I don't know where that's coming from. But
I don't either.
But the man ate a Big Mac every day for 50 years, 1972 through 2022. Now, what do you make of that? He's broke a Guinness Book of World Records eating a couple Big Macs a day for 50 years. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, I'm sure he's not trying to diet. by any stretch, any means. Yeah, what do I make of that? I don't think I can commit to anything for whatever reasons he did. But certainly, I could see eating a nice burger every day. Now, I could do that with pork chops. I like fried pork chops. I could eat every day for the rest of the remainder of my life if I can, keep pork chops in the house to where I try one every day with a salad and a baked potato, french fries another day. Yeah, I could do that.
Now, Thunderbolt, you haven't eaten a piece of pork since 1975. Is that right?
Right.
Wow, that explains a little bit of your longevity.
Or beef.
No meat, huh?
No. Turkey, chicken, fish.
You're not what they would consider a vegan, that's for sure.
Pardon?
Are you a vegan? What they deem as being a vegan these days, where they don't eat meat that you got to kill for it?
Oh, no. I used to eat a lot of pork, and there was a time when they said pork was bad for you. It might be good for you. The blood in beef and pork. The wild blood. The blood.
Okay.
You kill a chicken. You drain the blood. You kill a turkey, you drain the blood. You catch a fish, you get rid of the blood.
Either that or you just fry it like hell. Fry it to where it's beyond well done. Because that's the way I get my steaks. That's the way I get my burgers. That's the way I get any meat that I want it fried to beyond recognition, you know.
Burnt, huh?
Well done ass meat.
All right. Now, we got about 10 minutes left of this. Boy, this has been a high-energy show, that's for sure.
It's been a Friday night live, for sure.
People shall never forget this show.
And now I'm mad at the World Federation of Wrestling for them blackballing Thunderbolt because they said he's incorrigible. You know, everybody has a little bit of buck in their personality. You know, everybody don't just put up with everything or let anybody say anything to them, and that's no reason to dishonor or discredit this man's achievements back when probably there were only white wrestlers. I'm sure there's a couple color barriers. He even broke the first black man to be in a Georgia where there was still white-only water fountains and stuff. I'm sure there's been some kind of like I said, for those people to blackball the man and not offer him one of those cheap-ass spots. Hey, I'm Thunderbolt Patterson, and I want you to knock him dead with, Spectrum Entertainment or whatever, Spectrum Internet or something.
Now, Thunderbolt, you were known as one of the great promo men in the history of wrestling, and Ted is in the, obviously, voiceover business and broadcasting business. Now, what is the secret to a good promo? When you only have 30 seconds to a minute to get across a point, what was the secret with that, Thunderbolt?
Thunderbolt, okay.
Well, I think the secret is being real. And I can't take the props for that. God gives me that, and that was my calling. That was reason. It's a lot of them tried to imitate it, but it was never duplicated the way it's supposed to go. And it's hard for me to blow my own smoke and say I'm the best. They put a whole lot of them. If you look at the record, I wouldn't even be on the record. There's so many individuals that they would say that they're better than me. So, hey, I credit it to God and being myself, not trying to be somebody else.
Now, Ted, you're in this business. What is your advice to getting something across in 30
be
seconds?
Colorful, energetic. Be real, as Thunderbolt said. Be real, colorful, energy, high energy. Smile when you speak. Confidence. You know you're In other words, if I was to say, ladies and gentlemen, that's a little bit of energy. But if I say, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome, my man is the greatest wrestler of all time.
That's good. Now here's what we're going to do. This is a little extemporaneous. Ted, give me a minute on, if you're promoing this show, if people are listening and you want to tell them to listen, how would you promo this show? Give me an extemporaneous promo.
Hi there. My name is Ted Williams, and I am called the Man with the Golden Voice. Well, listen to this. Here's a golden tip. Tune in every Friday night on WWGH for Friday Night Live, 107.1 FM. It's golden, and it's great, starring the lovely Angie and her co-host, Scott Spears. Make sure you join WWGH, 107.1 FM, here in Marion, Ohio, for the Friday Night Live.
Brilliant. Thunderbolt, give me your promo on this show.
Pardon me?
Give me your promo on this show.
I would have to say, excuse me. It'd be altogether different.
Well, let's hear it.
Because I would tell them, you know, I would just tell them to call somebody and tell somebody to call whoever they know. The show is on. You know all of the players that's on the show and going to be there. So I need all of you people that don't have nothing to do, tune in and let's talk about any and everything that you want to talk about.
It'll be heard right here on Friday Night Live.
Boy, this is a live one.
See, a lot of times, like me, I forget it to say something. And just like, if even Scott, you know, notice, if it broke down, I will go different from it, almost.
Well, like I used to always say to my, yes, sir. Like I used to always tell my wife, my children's mother, I would always call her up, and I just got off the air. I would call her up and say, don't have on nothing but the radio. Daddy is coming home. And she would say, okay. She'd get butt naked. No, I'm just kidding. I love you guys, man.
I want to say this.
It has truly been an honor and a pleasure to be on the same broadcast with you. First and foremost, God bless you. Secondly, Scott and I were on a crusade earlier about getting Geraldo Rivera. From what I understand, Scott made his point. I'm going to be on a crusade as well, trying to find out why the wrestling people, I'm going to go to the bottom to the top. I'm going to Google every possible promoter, every possible person that's responsible for years gone by of wrestling, American wrestling. I'm going to see if I could get you on some kind of, and I'm not doing it for money. I'm doing this as a personal project of mine, and Scott's going to aid me with it. And it's called Give Thunderbolt a Break. And that's what we're going to do.
Can I say something on that a little bit?
Go ahead. We got 4 minutes.
I don't want to be bothered with none of them people other than whatever type of fun fest or celebrity signings or whatever, because we're getting ready to run our own thing.
Now, Thunderbolt, do you think we should hire Ted as an announcer?
Hey, Ted's part of the team.
There you go.
Yes. I love my Thunderbolt.
You're only as strong as the links is in the chain.
Yeah.
I tell you, the three of us should just get in a car and drive all around Ohio and bother
people.
The
governor and his wrestling champ this Friday night on Friday Night Live.
It's amazing that you said that. Because anywhere, just like say, for instance, if you came here and we broadcast, shot it. If you went to Waterloo, Iowa, which I'm going there in July, and broadcast it, shout it. The world, understanding, and if anything in this matter that we put on that Christian television station,
yes,
whatever your two fellas' mind can conceive, we can make it happen.
Can you imagine, Ted, if we took what we just did on radio and put it on television?
Oh, man, it would be hilarious.
This is the best show.
It would be hilarious.
Well, would there be could anybody compete with this?
No. I think we'd be better than Two and a Half Men, than Big Brother or any of those shows that are out now.
Well, we're at the 2-minute warning here, so I want to say this to you gentlemen tonight. Again, this has been a great, great program. Angie will be back next week. We hope she's having a great time in Columbus. But to have two of my favorite people, two of my favorite guests, two of my best friends on this program tonight has been nothing but a pleasure, because Ted, I've always said, and I mean it from the heart, you are a good friend. We've had over a decade relationship now. You are more than just a voice. You are extemporaneous. You are fun. You are funny. You are energy. And as I've always said to Thunderbolt, I don't care what any of the other people say in the wrestling business, you are the best talker. You're available. You're accommodating. And you are one of the legends in that business, to be sure. So to have the
and
both of you
here.
We're
not Amos and Andy.
Heck no. You two are the best. So with 60 seconds left to go. Do you two have anything to say tonight?
Again, I want to say
one thing. I don't hate nobody. I love everyone. I just don't like all of the stinking, thinking, and hating and hypocrites.
Go ahead, Ted.
Okay, and I want to say, may God bless you both, and I want you, Scott, to keep me in your prayers, you too, Thunderbolt, and I will definitely keep you in mind. I want all of our listeners to know that Angie will be back, and Scott, and yours truly, and I'm sure I speak for Thunderbolt when we say, we love you, Marion, Ohio. Keep listening to Friday Night Live.
For
Scotty?
Yes.
As I roll out, can you press that one button for
I shall do that. For the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, for the legendary Thunderbolt Patterson, this is Scott Spears for the entire WWGH family, which both of these men belong to on this Friday night. Have
That's
a great,
right.
great weekend. And for this night, this is Scott Spears for all of us heading for the dugout. Good night, everybody.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For legendary comedian Dick Gregory.
Well, I just